Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. I'm your mayor, Chewy Plays Nintendo, joined by my co-mayor, Sergio. Today, we discuss a recent interview with Nintendo of America's president, Reggie Fils-Aimé, and his comments regarding the future of Animal Crossing. We also talk about some big updates coming to Pocket Camp, and we talk about my poll to choose the 10th villager for my new Haken town in New Leaf. So, hi Sergio, how you doing?
Hi Chewy, hello everybody. You know, it's been a good week, even though there haven't been a lot of Animal Crossing news. We are managing it, we're doing our own content, you know?
Yeah, I think you messaged me yesterday or so about the notes to the episode, and my thought was like, man, I just feel like everything kind of crashed and lost steam. Right, we had all this build up for E3, and then now it's just nothing again. Yeah, so now, you know, everybody's going to be waiting for that next Nintendo Direct, and I wonder when they're going to do it, because I felt like it was a long wait between, like, the March Direct and E3.
True, that's right.
So, what is that? March, April, May, June. About so like, 3 months.
Right.
So that's kind of a bit, but it makes sense to wait 3 months. Like, if they're going to do, you know, like 4 directs a year.
Yes.
So, yeah. I guess the thing I'm wondering is, I imagine, I don't know. I feel like one of the directs has to have some, like, some more Smash stuff, even though I don't know how they could possibly do more Smash stuff. The first one, like, they'd already did so much. I don't know.
Right. You make a good point. They always like doing a Smash Direct. I want to say maybe they'll do one like a month or two before launch, so before December, and they're going to go all out and clarify everything new in the game. I'm hoping, since they didn't say anything about it at E3, that we get a Smash run on the Switch.
Yeah, you know, that is the one thing that they kind of left out, and it's the other modes in Smash. So I could see them putting that in and probably doing, like, another couple of, like, character reveals, maybe one each direct.
Right.
So I could see them doing that. But anyway, Smash, I know, was disappointing for a lot of Animal Crossing fans who are looking forward to Animal Crossing and then got a whole lot of Smash, but we have gotten a little bit of news, and this was during the E3 time, but IGN did an interview with Reggie Fils-Aimé, who is the president of Nintendo of America, and his body is ready. Anyway, so IGN asked him about 2 games specifically. One of them, initially when I heard this, I was not happy because I was like, no, don't you dare lump in Animal Crossing with Mother 3. So yeah, IGN asked about both Mother 3 and Animal Crossing. And when I see Mother 3 in anything, I'm just like, oh yeah, this isn't happening. This is not true. So yeah, that's kind of, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm sorry, Mother 3 fans. Yeah. I just don't see it coming back.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they asked about those games, what is going on, and Reggie, I guess I don't want to lump them together either. Reggie had this to say about Animal Crossing. He said, when we have something to announce, we will. Sorry, I have to clear my throat. When we have something to announce, we will. Fill in the blank of your favorite franchise. Our mentality will be, we'll announce information close to its launch date versus teasing people for years on end. I did see a lot of internet memes with sad faces from the Animal Crossing group. We see tremendous opportunity in using the mobile platform to introduce IP to consumers who may not be as familiar. Animal Crossing is a great example. Tremendous interaction with Pocket Camp. Fans are really enjoying that experience. We're introducing it to new consumers. That bodes well for whenever the next Animal Crossing might come. So part of this for me is that this is kind of just the corporate speak that Reggie gives us for anything. Specifically that first comment with when we have something to announce, we will. We've gotten that type of comment before, I think, when the Switch was first announced. And, you know, people were really just wondering what could possibly be coming to the Switch, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know. I think that's just something that I've heard before about any game that you ask Reggie about. Like, that's going to be his first thing to say.
Yes.
And at the same time, like, I believe it because every game that they've announced, except for, you know, Metroid and Yoshi, and maybe even Fire Emblem at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely Fire Emblem at this point. But every game they've announced so far has come out, like, within a year.
Right.
Which is pretty crazy. We don't get that a lot.
Right. But, like you said, with those noted exceptions, which we'll get to, but that kind of bothers me.
Yeah. And then the second little part about Pocket Camp essentially being a way to excite fans and introduce the Animal Crossing franchise to new people. I do want to say, like, this is the first time since the app was announced in, like, 2016 that I feel somebody from Nintendo has said that the intention of Animal Crossing Pocket Camp is to essentially gain more audience members and get people hyped up for a new game, you know?
Yes.
'Cause I think that was that was pretty clear with other mobile apps like Super Mario Run and Fire Emblem Heroes, right?
It's yes.
Heroes? Okay. Yes. And I always want to say Heroes or Warriors, but it's Heroes.
Right, right. And even Pokemon Go.
Yeah, exactly. So all of these apps that have come out before Animal Crossing have gotten that same kind of like corporate speak where they're like, oh, yeah, we intend these games to be just supplementary or, you know, just something that keeps bringing more awareness to the franchise, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So in one way, that bothers me because, well, we just want to know if something is coming. But in the other, I'm like, well, the other apps have gotten games, so it's looking good for Animal Crossing.
Yes, his comments on Pocket Camp were positive. And, you know, they confirm what we also expected, that the game is made to build a bigger audience that eventually moves on to the core series. It's just, it feels like these comments are late, you know, it feels like it's something we should have heard a couple of months or the month of when Pocket Camp came out, and by now we should know about the next game. I think that's how I feel.
Yeah, and I think it's tough. So I guess, what are your thoughts on all of these comments and everything that Reggie has made?
So I agree with you regarding lumping together Animal Crossing and Mother 3. I think that would be concerning. But I think the reason this happened is because those were the questions that IGN asked him. And I think it's because those are the questions that most fans were asking DC3. Well, you know, Mother is always asked about because it hasn't happened in so many years. I think until it happens, it's always going to be, you know, where's Mother 3? When is Mother 3 coming out? and the fact that Animal Crossing was added to that mix is because it's been so long without an announcement. I think that's the only reason why. I don't think Nintendo sees Animal Crossing as the Mother series, something that is very unlikely to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think when I initially saw that headline, I was just like, no, don't do this to me. This is not what I need in my life right now.
Right. But, you know, if it does happen again, if they mention those two together, then I think, you know, it could be a bigger cause of concern.
Yeah, I'd say I was initially bothered, but you know, taking that as like separate information, like if this article were just about Animal Crossing, I would have been like, this is great. This gives me like a positive feeling that the next game is in the works, you know? Because they do say some pretty positive things. Like, I guess from Nintendo's perspective, they're seeing like a pretty like satisfactory amount of interaction with Pocket Camp. So they're happy with how the game is performing. They feel that fans are enjoying that experience and they're introducing it to new people, which I think is big. Especially because I was really glad that, you know, this was kind of reassuring that the intention behind the game was to essentially give people more excitement for the next big Animal Crossing. But I'd really like to see like some stats on Pocket Camp because we just don't know exactly how it's doing, who's playing it, you know? He just gives a bunch of vague like whenevers, and I don't know, and this game might come in the future, but I just need to know that like they feel good about it and they feel like the next Animal Crossing, like it's time to put it out.
Reggie and I think everyone in Nintendo, they're all very good at saying things without saying what we want to know because they know we cannot know at this point. But going back a little bit, when I mentioned that it bothers me that some games got past that Nintendo rule of not announcing something that is not close to coming out, the biggest offender, I guess we could say, of that rule is Metroid Prime 4. And in a way, we know why, you know, because the Metroid fans have been so hungry for a new Metroid Prime game, and I'm one of them. But at the same time, it bothers me that games like Metroid Prime, even Fire Emblem, and even Yoshi, I understand that Yoshi most likely got delayed because another reason. Probably it's rumored that it might be a Labo integration. But nevertheless, the games got announced way before coming out within a year. So why don't you announce Animal Crossing and say that it's coming at least within a year or maybe more, but at least we know that it's coming.
Yeah, and I guess my thought with that is Animal Crossing sells better than Fire Emblem. It sells better than Metroid Prime. I don't think they need to put as much hype behind that game as they would for a Fire Emblem game or a Metroid Prime game, you know? I guess when I think about Fire Emblem, because I'm a huge Fire Emblem fan, I'd say that's probably my third favorite Nintendo series, right behind Animal Crossing and then Splatoon. So, yeah, those are my top two. And then probably Fire Emblem. I really like those games. But when I think of Fire Emblem, I think one thing that's really positive in my eyes is that Fire Emblem, their new game is coming out in 2019. They put out Fire Emblem Heroes in 2017, early 2017, right? So back in 2017, we got the Fire Emblem Switch announcement. And, you know, that's a smaller franchise for Nintendo. I think they needed to let people know that, hey, here's this cool Fire Emblem app for people to play and learn more about this series. Oh yeah, and if you really like it, there's going to be like a big game coming for Switch. And I don't think Animal Crossing falls into that category where you need to let people know that Animal Crossing for Switch is coming. Like, you don't have to build as much awareness of Animal Crossing as you do with Fire Emblem, right? I think that makes it sad for us because we don't get the news that we want. But at the same time, I do want to go back and note, like, Fire Emblem app came out 2017, game is coming out 2019. Animal Crossing app came out the end of 2017. Come on, we gotta get Animal Crossing next year. It's gotta happen. I'm just doing all of the wild math for you guys, coming to wild conclusions, but I don't know. I think it's possible. I think it's possible that Nintendo knows what they did to us last time with New Leaf. They gave us a teaser in 2010, and then 3 years later, the game came out, right? And they know we're just gonna be even more bothered at each direct every time they skip saying anything about Animal Crossing.
Yes.
So I feel like they know that this is a franchise that fans love a lot, and we're going to be causing a very big fuss.
Oh, if yeah.
They announce it, and then all of a sudden it goes quiet because they've treated us like that before. Not right. On purpose, of course. They made a great game out of New Leaf, but I don't know. I think the next game is going to be great. I think it's going to be great. I think it's coming next year, and I just don't feel like it needs... It's big enough that it doesn't need as much of the awareness built around it beforehand.
Yeah. You know what? You make very good points, and it's... I mean, I agree. you completely hit the nail on the head, and it's true. Let's just hope that, like you said, they remember what happened with New Leaf, and they don't announce something that is coming within 3 years, you know. And let's hope they stay true to their more recent way of doing things, and the game is announced, it comes out within a year, and hopefully that year is 2019.
Yeah, and I mean, even... You can apply that same thing, just going back a little bit, to Metroid, you know? Because Metroid doesn't sell as well as Animal Crossing. I think more people know about it, but I think their fans are similar to Animal Crossing. I think they were also frustrated to not see anything at E3 since it's been announced for like a year now, right?
Yes.
So I think they're feeling some frustration right now, but I think in this case, like, Nintendo had a 3DS game ready to go, and we know what happened with the last 3DS Metroid game.
Yes.
Fans were not happy. They're like, this is not what we want at all. We don't want this Federation Force thing. So I think they had to announce Metroid just to be able to get away with putting out yet another 3DS Metroid game.
Yes, right. And yeah, I mean, I understand their frustration, but on the other hand, they know their game is coming, and we really don't officially.
Yeah, I mean, I can just say that I'm confident that it's coming, but yeah, bottom line, I just don't know.
Right.
I wish I did. I just want to know. So I do have a question for you, but I know you had a question for me. But I did want to ask you, I guess, do you think the Animal Crossing app is as successful as Nintendo seems to think?
You know what? I have a suspicion that it's not. And I think that's why Reggie's not going into details with specific numbers or why it took this question to talk about it instead of talking about it on their own. I don't think it's doing so well, and we a couple of months ago we even talked about it in the podcast. We heard indication that they were not exactly happy with how things were going, and then a month after that we got fortune cookies and we got a bunch of things in Pocket Camp that are changing it up enough, you know. I think that's the reason why.
Yeah, I'd be pretty interested to see how the fortune cookies changed it, because I have a feeling, like, the gacha system works great for mobile games, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who play mobile games are pretty used to that kind of thing being part of the experience. So I feel like you get away with doing it there, but then also, I think a lot of us were pretty excited about the fortune cookies, you know? The very first day, I spent all of my Leaf tickets. And then I regretted every minute of spending all my Leaf tickets. But I think a lot of people were into it. So I imagine it started doing well.
Yes.
What I want to know is, how is it doing now that E3 has ended?
Oh, yes, right.
Because I have a feeling that there was a big drop-off. I know for our Discord users, I don't see a lot of action in the Pocket Camp segment anymore. There are people who, of course, are still playing, and that's fine, but I think you and I are both not really playing Pocket Camp too much anymore.
Right.
I have not touched it in I don't even know how long now.
Yeah, since the last Guardian event, I haven't opened it at all.
Yeah, I think me was like just before Actually, I played one time in the middle of the gardening event, and since then I haven't touched it.
Yeah, in a lot of Discord members as well.
Yeah, so I have a feeling there was kind of a big drop off recently. But like I said, I'd love to see some dang stats on this. I want to know what they're getting out of Pocket Camp. The one thing I do believe, though, is I do believe that they are reaching a new audience. I think, I don't, I wish I knew how big it was, but I'm pretty sure they're first time Animal Crossing players. Like, this is their first Animal Crossing game. I'm so sorry to all of you, because other games are much better than this. But it's cute. You know, it captures at least like a little bit of Animal Crossing, some of the cute quirkiness of it. Probably mostly what it captures is the decorating, I would say. And, you know, collecting different furniture. It's very different how you collect furniture, but it's something, you know? I'd say that's the most accurate thing. The rest of it is kind of like watered down pretty bad.
Yes, that's right.
But yeah, I totally believe that there are new Animal Crossing fans because of Pocket Camp.
Right, and I hope so. And if we could know how many are brand new to the series, it could help us understand why things are happening the way they are, why Nintendo's taking so long, or why they may soon announce it, or maybe not. You know, it's all dependent on how they see Pocket Camp interacting with the core series.
Yeah, I think they're taking real quickly. I guess this is kind of going off, but I think they're taking a long time because they're making the greatest Animal Crossing game that ever existed. They're gonna revamp everything, make it so beautiful. It's gonna look like that Mario Kart 8 track.
Is it going to be called Animal Crossing Ultimate?
Yes. Actually, I don't think I'd like a version of Animal Crossing that just kind of puts everything from the old games together. I want the new stuff. Mostly because I know there's so much that they can do with like the public works projects and growing like the user interface with that, you know?
Yes.
So yeah, that's why they're taking long, everyone. I know. So yeah, you had a question for me. And well, for
Yes.
us.
Right. I wanted to hear your thoughts. So the question is, what do you believe would be best for Animal Crossing Switch? Is it for Pocket Camp to be very successful or for Pocket Camp to die quickly, soon?
So I had a lot of trouble when I saw this, and I was thinking about it. I think bottom line is that for Nintendo, they, of course, want to see Pocket Camp be successful. I think it helps them make more money, one thing, and you know, they want to make games that people are happy to play. Those are the two things I believe in for Nintendo. They want to make money and they want people to have fun, you know? So I guess I'm not sure how much of an effect Pocket Camp would have on making an Animal Crossing Switch. For example, like, I tried to think of it, okay, if I were Nintendo, what would I do if Pocket Camp were successful? I would capitalize on that, make a new Animal Crossing game for Switch, and be like, here you go, Pocket Camp fans, buy a Nintendo Switch, get this new Animal Crossing game, you're gonna have a great time. See? There you go, that's Nintendo's thing. They make more money. They put out a great game that people have fun with. The other scenario is if Pocket Camp is unsuccessful, right? So I thought, okay, if I'm Nintendo and Pocket Camp is not working, I think I'd be like, oh man, people really don't like this version of Animal Crossing. I guess we're just gonna have to put out a game, like a new mainline game. So I guess in both of those scenarios, I'm feeling like they're gonna put out a new Animal Crossing game. I just don't see them picking an option that doesn't do that. Because then
Yes,
they're
that's
like,
right.
here you go, everyone. We realize Pocket Camp isn't doing it for you. Buy a Nintendo Switch and get this Animal Crossing game. They both end up in that position.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess bottom line, I think Nintendo hopes the app is successful. And I think regardless of whether it's successful or not, they're going to be putting out a new Animal Crossing game.
Yes, that's right. I agree with your line of thinking and with your conclusions. It comes to the same outcome, but, you know, through a different path, and we'll see which one happens. I guess, if anything, also the timing, I think it's critical. For example, if Pocket Camp is successful, at what point do you make the transition from Pocket Camp to announcing the new game? If it is unsuccessful, when do you decide that it is, and when do you decide to announce the new game? You know, either way, you kind of have to announce the core game, but when I think is the key.
Yeah. And you know what, thinking of what you're saying with that, I think to ease the transition for players to go from Pocket Camp to Switch is definitely working on some sort of like communication between the two games.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like new players are going to be like, oh, I'm starting this whole new place from scratch, and I've already put so much time into what I've got here. But if they had like some sort of incentive that, you know, just combined, oh, you have this item in Pocket Camp, here you go, get it in this game, you know? Right,
yes.
So I feel like it gives them a good place to start off and not feel like they're just at the beginning of everything. Even though I think that's the most fun part of Animal Crossing, just starting it. And I don't know, I've been geeking out over it again, at least Animal Crossing New Leaf,
right?
Because I've been playing it again. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's a way to bridge that gap for the new players to make the series just make more sense to them.
Yes, right. And in all of this Pocket Camp discussion, I think what it's pointing towards is that, yes, the next game is going to connect, and we'll see how they integrate it. Maybe they don't really know how yet, and that's why it's taking a while. An idea that I just had that goes with your line of thinking. For example, if you're starting the game, but the game can tell you have a lot of time in Pocket Camp and a lot of items, maybe every day you could buy a couple of things from your Pocket Camp collection in a special store within the game.
Oh, yeah, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, so that way you don't get everything at once, and it's kind of, it could be randomized, or you could select from your Pocket Camp catalog and order a thing or two every day. I think that would be a nice way to address it.
Yeah, and I do, I think that would fall in line with what Nintendo likes to do with Animal Crossing, which is like limit how much you can do in a day.
Yes.
Because, you know, like the street pass feature in New Leaf, you'd go to the Happy Home Showcase and you'd go to the homes, but you can only buy 5 things a day.
Right.
So it takes you forever to get every possible item that you could ever want.
Yes.
Yeah. And then everybody just has nothing but Nintendo items that you can't buy anyway.
Yes. That's right. You know, yeah. I don't mind that so much. I mean, I understand it would be nice if we could skip those limits every now and then. But if they add more things that you can do every day, even if it's limited, as long as there's more things, I think that's the way to go at it.
Yeah, I want to see lots of things.
Yes.
So I guess as far as like timing goes, like how do you feel like it'd be too soon or too late to release an Animal Crossing Switch after Pocket Camp?
Well, I do understand that the longer we wait, the better the game is going to be. And I'm hoping that also the more new people, new fans are going to come over from Pocket Camp. So in a way, the longer we wait, it's better for everyone. But, you know, when there has to be a point when the time is right. And I guess that's what Nintendo is going to have to decide. I just really hope that the game is out next year. Not sure when they're going to announce it, but I really want to see the game out next year worldwide.
Yes, and I want to see what it looks like. Oh my gosh. It just feels like we've been waiting. But yeah, I don't know. I really think that it's reasonable to feel like Animal Crossing is coming out next year. Just based on everything Nintendo has already released, everything they have said is in the works. I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, it totally makes sense to announce Animal Crossing now. Like, you guys don't have too much else to say
Yes.
that's really huge for you, but Animal Crossing would do it.
Right. In any direct or even by next E3, they know the Animal Crossing fans are going to be on them even more so than this year because they acknowledge us and they know we're hungry. They are aware of us.
Yeah, I want to remind everyone that right before E3, was it 2 weeks ago now? Yeah. So right before E3, I had a thought, and my thought was, I believe that this is the last E3 slash last year that Nintendo can go without saying anything about Animal Crossing Switch. I think it's been 5 to 6 years since the last game. We've gotten nothing but spin-off titles. That's it. Like, we've done our waiting.
Yes.
And so it's time. It's time for them to say something.
Yes, right.
So we mentioned Pocket Camp a little bit. Neither of us have been playing too much, but I think you did look into what kind of Pocket Camp updates are coming. So w would you like
Yes.
to inform us? Because I definitely do not know what's happening with that game right now.
Sure, and they sound like pretty considerable updates, so yeah, let's go through them. For example, the friendship level with your animals is finally going to get increased from 20 to 25. So I'm sure you did, and some of us also do, especially the more we play. We already had some villagers maxed out at 20, and we didn't really want to see them because we didn't get any experience points out of them. So now we will.
Yeah, that's huge, I think. 'Cause not only does that increase like the villagers' levels, that also increases your own level cap.
Yes, that's right.
Which means more leaf tickets. Which there just aren't enough leaf tickets going around. Like, we need more free stuff.
Yeah. And I wonder if the experience rate or how they level up is going to change or not. It doesn't say either way, but it might be a little bit slower because now it's, a higher level than 20. We'll find out. They are also adding new terrain. It's going to be the sunflower field, either for the middle ground or for the foreground.
I hope they don't charge leaf tickets for it, but they probably will.
Oh, yeah.
I think all the terrains have been locked behind leaf tickets, and I'm like,
Yes.
I just let me buy some with the in-game currency.
Right. So we're also getting more bugs, fish, and even shells. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, I wonder what. I guess I
It's.
wonder how they would add those. Because I know the way they've kind of gotten away with it so far is by hosting the like fishing tournament, you know?
Yes.
That way they're like kind of temporary fish. But now if we have more to keep track of in our pockets, I wonder if they'll like increase players' like pocket sizes too.
Right, they should. I really hope so because last time they added a couple of fish and bugs, they didn't increase the capacity. And I think if they're gonna add even more now, and even shells, I think we should at least be able to unlock a couple more slots with new leaf tickets.
Yeah, I agree.
They are also going to change how you can sort your clothing and your furniture. I always wanted that, and now we have it.
Yeah, that was needed a long time ago.
Right, because the way it is now, then whatever you get new, it goes to the top. So if you like something that you got at the beginning of the game, you would always have to scroll all the way down. So I guess now you're going to be able to change it. Hopefully, you can also sort by favorites.
Yeah, and they kind of changed it around so the first screen you go to when you're crafting is like your favorites
Yes,
screen,
right.
which was okay, but like I noticed when I first did it, I didn't have anything as a
Yes.
favorite. But then I quickly went to like the cheapest things to build for Gulliver, which I never got the last Gulliver villager. I got too lazy, but that's another story. But yeah, so I did add some favorites at that point, but I don't know. it just doesn't seem like the best system to organize things still.
Right, right. Another change, you're going to be able to see the theme of animal in their contacts, and you're also going to be able to sort them in the contacts. I think that's cool. Before you could only sort them by species. I guess now you're going to be able to sort them by the theme, and that really comes in handy when you're trying to invite villagers that will give you a specific essence that you're trying to farm out.
That's really good. I wish they had that a long time ago too.
Yeah.
So do you mean like you're going to be able to see like from the contact page before you click on the villager what theme they are?
Yes, I hope that's what they mean. Maybe they'll show like a little small copy of the essence of their color, so that way you can tell if they're sporty or natural, etc.
Yeah, I'd like that a lot too, because I definitely like would scroll through the contacts page just looking for that type of villager to build all their stuff and get them to move into my campsite, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really helpful.
Yeah. So you're also going to be able to fast forward through the conversations with animals, I guess even faster than we do now.
Yeah, I already did it pretty quickly, Nintendo.
Yeah, that takes away from Animal Crossing experience, but okay, they're letting us do that.
Yeah.
And you're also going to be able to skip the animations when they level up. When they added the little campsite and you can see like a timeline of how much they've leveled up so far, you're going to be able to skip that as well.
Oh, that's cool. I liked it when I saw it, but then after a bit I was all, this kind of takes a while.
Yeah, right.
It makes the whole game go slower.
Yeah.
Which it's at the point where it needs to get like streamlined a little bit.
Yes, that's right.
Which these updates all feel like they're doing that.
Yes. Every update they have made the game better and just, you know, easier to play, easier to manage.
Yeah, but for now, I don't think I'll play it unless they tell me I can get things on Animal Crossing Switch from Pocket Camp.
Right, right. So we don't have a date for that big update, but look for it. And there's also an underwater, or what it looks to be like an underwater themed event. We don't know if it's going to be gardening or something else, but you can see a turtle in the image. I think it looks pretty cute. Yeah. And we're getting at least two new villagers. It's going to be Tucker and Bick.
Okay. Wait, so there's an underwater-themed event, and there's a turtle? And does it not look like Mayor Tortimer?
A little bit, but it looks more like a toy or like a plush turtle that you can place in your campsite.
Oh, okay. Well, I really want a new turtle character.
Yes, right.
I think it would be adorable. but also, I really like Tucker and Vic. Actually, I can't think of who Vic is, but I can think of Tucker, who's got kind of... He's an elephant, right? With the tusks. Like a mammoth type of character.
Mm-hmm.
Love
and
it.
And Vic is so the cute. Bull.
Oh, yeah. Vic is bull, the bull.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. They're cute. So, yeah, lots of things coming to Pocket Camp. I'm hoping for whoever plays the game still that these are nice little updates to the gameplay. It seems like they're streamlining some important things to strestreamline.
Yes.
Because that's my main complaint about it. I just found it takes too much time and energy to keep up with the game. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because, you know, you want to spend a lot of time in Animal Crossing. But sometimes it's bad if it starts to feel like too much time.
Yes, and that's when it's best to maybe step back instead of just doing it forcefully. I think we hit that point, you know, and it's okay if you haven't, but you and I did.
Yeah. So finally, I guess I wanted to talk a little bit about something I've been doing with our patrons on Patreon, and I've been running a poll. Because I remembered that the only way to get a 10th villager in New Leaf is if you invite them to your town in some way. And there are different ways to do that. There's the campsite public works project. There's actually going to somebody else's town and telling their villager that's in boxes slash moving away to come and live with you. And then you could scan them in with an amiibo card, right?
Yes.
So that's the way to get the 10th villager. Like, you have to do it yourself. You can't, they don't just pop up.
Right.
So anyways, I've been doing a survey slash poll. In this case, it was a bracket for them to help me choose the 10th villager. So if you want to help pick a villager in my town, that's just a little thing you can do if you become a patron. A little thing.
Yeah.
Shameless product placement right there. but it's been pretty fun, I've got to say. So the first survey, or the first bracket, rather, was to determine the top species of villager.
Yes.
And how did you feel about doing this bracket?
I loved it, but I hated it at the same time, because there were so many times, at least like 4 or 5, that I just couldn't decide. I liked them so much, you know. I had, you know, oh, I'm sorry. Let me see.
I put all the villagers, like species against each other, right?
Right, and you know, there were times when it came down to koala versus deer, or mouse versus rabbit, deer versus cub, or it was really tough. In the end, it came down to deer versus squirrel, and I had to go with squirrel because of Hazel.
Yeah, those are good. There were some tough ones. Like, I even did it myself, and I was like, I'm skipping that because I don't want to choose between you two.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was pretty tough. I did come down to deer in the end.
Ooh.
I forget who I was up against. I don't remember which one I had to get. But regardless, it was really fun. Right now, it looks like octopi are in the lead. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of hard for me to read the info, so I think I have to do this bracket a different way on the next one. But I think this one was just fun to help, you know, just all the patrons find out what their favorite species of Animal Crossing villager is.
Yes, it was really fun, for sure.
Yeah, so I guess for me, in terms of timeline of doing this, in case anybody wants to become a patron and start, I think what I'm going to, this may take 1 to 2 weeks for the rest of it, but I am going to start breaking down the top, I guess, species by villager and figuring out like which villagers are going up against each other.
Yes.
I don't know exactly which ones are in the lead right now because the bracket was very strange. It's very strange to read, but I am excited to see which villagers go up against each other. I essentially started with the species just because it's too hard to deal with 400 different villagers. Yeah. that would take forever to do as a bracket. So, yeah, I decided to skip that and just start with the higher arcing level of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So who do you think's going to win? I know you picked a squirrel, so which squirrel villager would you like to see?
I'm going to go with Marshall.
Yeah. Marshall's a really good one. I guess my bracket, I ended up with deer, but I do really like the deer, but at the same time I'm like, I kind of want to have a villager that I haven't had.
Yes, that's right, cuz you have the awesome bow.
Yeah, I already have Bo in my town, who is great. And so I'm really looking to find just like a villager that I don't have who is super cool. So,
yeah.
Or super not cool. I don't really care. It's the patrons who are battling it out for this,
right,
for this option. So it's pretty exciting. I've been having a good time playing New Leaf in general. Hopefully, I'm going to be trying to put up more videos, and I'll hopefully have a live stream this Saturday for the game.
Oh, nice.
I skipped this past Saturday because of the World Cup. and it was great because Mexico won again.
Yes.
But they're still not through to the next round.
Right. It's crazy.
But they will be. They're going to win again. So maybe they've already won. Oh, no. It'd be tomorrow.
Right. I was wondering if you gave Bo the apple that he asked for in the video that you posted.
I didn't. I talked to him today and he said, "Hey, about that apple. It's cool. I already got one." I forgot to go back and get that apple for him. Yeah, I was sad. I had it in my pocket too.
Oh,
But
okay.
yeah, but I took too long. Like it was the next day, so at that
Right.
point they're like, "Eh, forget about it." Anyways, thank you all so much for listening. If you want to be part of the conversation on all things Animal Crossing, join the Discord. I have a link in the description of this podcast. It's totally free to join. You don't have to be a patron. And if you do join, you can get our friend codes on Pocket Camp, which let us know if you add us because, like I said, we haven't played. If you do want to become a patron and start submitting your own votes for these polls, visit patreon.com/ChewyPlaysNintendo. For just $1, you can support our show and get tons of cool things. My friend code on 3DS, my friend code on Wii U and Switch, anywhere. And you can have your thoughts shared on this podcast, some cool art from Sergio, and we try to make it worth it because we really appreciate your support. So, and we really want you to join in on these polls and pick that next villager to live in Haken. If you are watching or listening on YouTube, leave a comment about your thoughts on Reggie's comments regarding the future of Animal Crossing. And please leave a review for the show wherever you're listening. It helps the show gain some visibility and allows our community to grow. And once again, thank you all so much for listening. We hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.